A Sydney man had a once-in-a-lifetime experience watching his favorite hockey player at the Olympics in Italy on Thursday. Joshua Garnier can be seen on several social media posts holding the Cape Breton flag in a game where Team Canada beat Czechia 5-0. He finally had the chance to see one of his hockey heroes after a quick flight from Scotland, where he currently studies, and he almost felt at home.
Growing up playing hockey in Nova Scotia, like Sidney Crosby was obviously one of my idols growing up. And I never had the chance to see him play. And even just looking around in the crowds during warm-ups and that, the amount of Nova Scotian flags that were just hanging around and people just with the flag on their back, it had to have been at least 20 or 30 people. So even just seeing that in the crowd is a great thing to see. Even just for myself, having not been back home for about 2 years, it's good just to be able to kind of chat with the locals and that from Nova Scotia as well. And even being all the way in Italy, just the reception that the guys got just for entering the ice, with a pretty 50-50 crowd as well, a lot of Czech Republic fans as well. But it was great just to see the turnout for the Canadians in general.
Garnier bought the Cape Breton flag before heading to Europe 2 years ago, where it is a familiar sight for many.
And pretty much everywhere I was able to travel within Europe after moving over here. I essentially brought it over with me, especially attending some of their sporting events as well, like a few like Scottish rugby games, a few big soccer games over in Barcelona and Italy as well. But I think no matter where you go, there's always somebody that actually recognizes the flag. Even when I was in like the metro system in Milan, like the amount of people that came up to me saying how they know where Cape Breton is, it's actually quite crazy.
Garnier also attended the U.S.-Latvia game on Thursday and took the 2.5-hour flight back to Scotland the following day. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.